SRN News. I'm John Scott. An off-duty U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer was shot in a Manhattan park on Saturday following an apparent robbery gone wrong. At a news conference, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says Miguel Mora, who was arrested for allegedly shooting the officer, should not have been on the street or in the country.
I spoke about his charges in Massachusetts as well for kidnapping. He had charges against him for larceny. This individual should have been deported and never been in this country. And that is one of the individuals that should have been prosecuted for his crimes. And then he would have been on our radar and we would have been able to remove him.
The 42-year-old officer in stable condition expected to survive. Senate Republicans mulling the possibility of one of their members may be about to retire. Bob Agnew reports.
There are rumors on Capitol Hill Maine Senator Susan Collins may decide not to run for re-election next year. She's given indication she does plan to run, but finds herself out of step with the Senate majority, eager to advance President Trump's America First agenda. She voted against the reconciliation tax and spending package, and more recently against the $9 billion rescission bill. Collins is the rare GOP senator who's managed to win re-election in a mostly blue state. She has served five terms and was first elected to the Senate in 1996. Bob Agnew reporting.
And in tech news, a software giant scrambles to plug a security hole.
Microsoft is issuing an emergency fix to address a vulnerability in its SharePoint software that hackers have exploited to carry out widespread attacks on businesses and at least some federal agencies. In a blog post, the company says it discovered at least dozens of systems that had been compromised worldwide. Rich Thomason, Washington.
And on Wall Street, stocks remain higher. The Dow up 48 points. The NASDAQ composite adding 109. This is SRN News. A troubling report from the Netherlands.
It has to do with physician-assisted suicide, which has been legal in the country for some time. According to the government's most recent survey, there were about 10,000 deaths by assisted suicide in 2021. What's even more troubling about that, though, is that 517 of those deaths were classified as, quote, ending of life without explicit request, meaning that doctors in the Netherlands took the lives of over 500 people who had not actually requested suicide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hip-hop and R&B remain the most popular genres in terms of on-demand music streaming volume, but Christian and gospel music catching up. Those streams of new music, that would be songs released in the last 18 months, are slightly down from the same time last year. New Christian music has defied that trend. Christian music listeners are 60% female, 30% millennial. This is SRN News. President Trump is calling for a pair of pro sports teams to return to their previous names. Correspondent Jason Walker.
The president Sunday posted on Truth Social urging the Washington Commanders to revert to the Redskins and the Cleveland Guardians to return to the Indians. He claims there is significant public support for the change, citing heritage and tradition. However, both teams have stated they have no plans to revisit the name change. The Commanders and Guardians adopted their new names in 2022 after years of debate. Jason Walker reporting.
Subway has hired a former Burger King executive as its new CEO. The Miami-based sandwich chain said that Jonathan Fitzpatrick would join the company on July 28th. Fitzpatrick is the first CEO hired since Subway was acquired by private equity firm Roark Capital. More details at srnnews.com.